There is only one thing that you can control in your life. That's your thoughts. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be miserable. It's just that simple. Join me for the next hour on Law of Attraction Talk Radio, where I hope to inspire you to make the conscious decision to be happy. For that is the exact place where you need to be to create your own magnificent reality. Let us begin now. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and it is so beautiful here today. I'm so lucky to be living in paradise. I am exceptionally happy that you're here with us because tonight it's all about healing. We have got the joyful healer, Christina McIntyre, with us. And for those of you who have not seen the video broadcast of this show, I hope you go to loaradionetwork.com and find the host and click on my picture to get to my host page and watch the video from there. To see Christina in action as she moves the energy around and gains all of the communication from the angels is quite spectacular. So I know that you're going to want to see this. So we are going to come back to Christina McIntyre, the Joyful Healer, right after these words.
In today's world, the need to know about high-quality nutritional health products is extremely important. As a matter of fact, it can save your life. BetterWayHealth.com is only a phone call away to help you get what you need to re-energize every cell of your body, especially if you are currently having medical treatment. From transfer point beta-glucan that helps the immune system, to Barlean's flax oil that is an effective body cleanse, to amazing grass products shown to have superb nutritional value, to Jupiter water ionizers that balance the alkaline and acidity in your body. BetterWayHealth.com is your one-stop shop to healthier living. So whether you have cancer or diabetes, or whether you're just interested in preventative care, visit us at BetterWayHealth.com. We are here to help you.
Have you been receiving your free issue of Alms Times magazine in your email box? Every 2 weeks you'll receive this top quality magazine that has spiritual, metaphysical, and scientific information that will rock your world. Go to almstimes.com, OMTIMES.com, to sign up for your free subscription today. You know, there is nothing better than getting together with like-minded people to bring joy into your life. On our last Law of Attraction Radio Network cruise, I made so many wonderful friends. As we went out to Key West and then NASA, we captured the essence of the very best that life can offer. And you know what? That's what we're supposed to do. Enjoy life. We not only laugh during our powerful workshops, we laugh before, after, and even in between. I want to invite you on our very affordable cruise coming up on April 30th, 2012, out of the Port of Long Beach. Get more information at loaradionetwork.com. Join us and join the fun. And that is Amore. See you on board. Okay, we are back. Isn't that a fun commercial on the cruise? We had the most outrageous time. You know, now is the time for you to come aboard. The boat is filling up fast, but the opportunity to invest in yourself and to change the way that you feel about yourself is all about this cruise. We have the best, incredible healers, including Christina, who will be on the ship. And you know what happens when you feel so luxurious. You're in the lap of luxury. You begin to feel your wealth. And you know what? This whole cruise is about changing the way you feel about money, about the way you think about your health, about relationships. It's about everything. We do it through EFT. We do it through astrology. We do it through angel healing. We do it through medical intuitives and even yoga. It's really a tremendous cruise. You need to come aboard. Just take all of that money that you're getting from the government and your income tax returns and come on board. You need to sign up right away because, again, the cruise is filling up fast. I don't know. The whole energy on this ship is phenomenal. So go to loaradionetwork.com, click the link, find out all you can. And, you know, for those who really want to go but are finding it difficult, I want you to give me a call and let's figure out how you can get onto that ship. Because there's nothing more important than you feeling good, than you changing your thoughts, because 2012 is a fabulous year. And we can do it together. So let's talk about the Law of Attraction Spiritual Center. This week we have Captain Dave Pottinger, who happens to be a new show on the network, coming to us from Santa Rosa, California. He is speaking about conscious creating in the Spiritual Center, and it's going to be phenomenal. So if you are in our area in Southern California, in Temecula or San Diego or inland or anywhere in Southern California, come on down and see us. It's really so fantastic to be a part of a community that is so like-minded. It's just an experience that you want to partake in. So let's get on with tonight's show, Christina McIntyre, the Joyful Healer. I think you're really going to love this. She's going to be doing a mass healing for everyone who is listening. And knowing quantum physics, you know that the energy stays on this broadcast, whether it's the video or the audio. And people will be putting their energy on this as well. So with every time that you listen to it, the energy grows and grows and grows and stays there. So no matter when you listen to this, you will always get the benefit. So let's sit back, relax, and let Christina McIntyre do her thing. Welcome, Christina, back to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm so delighted to see you again.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Your energy, by the way, is fantastic. It always is nice. It lifts people up. It's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for being beautiful.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. You know, I was just talking to everyone about this upcoming cruise, and you're going to be on it, helping people to shift their energy and everything. Tell us about what you're going to be doing on the cruise.
Oh, wow. All right. Some of it I haven't thought about, but there's so much to share. The angels are never at a loss. I could, you know, we could probably do workshops and talk for a long time. But one of the exciting things that has come up is the 144-strand DNA activation that they've given us the go-ahead to do. That one is sort of very exciting.
How are we going to benefit from that?
Well, let me say, one of the big things that it does, really, really big things, is it increases people's light, the amount of light that they can carry. And I'll show you a diagram of that in a moment to illustrate, those of you who are watching and can see. It increases the amount of light you can carry, increases your amount of love. It hugely increases your reconnection energy, those of you who are familiar with the reconnection. It isn't just the reconnection. There's levels and strengths, and it's huge of that. I want to let you know that when I started playing with this DNA and finding that there was more, like beyond the 12, beyond the 12, I started playing, and it's like, oh, there's some here, oh, there's some here. And they drew me a diagram and showed me etherically where all the dots were that represented the DNA, where in our auras. I started playing with this. We found out, I researched online and found out, oh, there's 144, great, here we go. And we activated it. And within about a four-day period, I blew about 9 light bulbs in my house.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know what was going on, but now when I put it together, it's like something happened. It's got to be related. I don't know. Because
wow.
You hear about that with people who have the near-death experiences. They come back and their computers don't work and they're blowing light bulbs and things like that. So I went through about 9 light bulbs.
Holy smokes. Wow.
Let me show you, for those of you who can see, stand up here and... Can you see that? Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
This is a diagram that I have drawn that I work with. It's my tool that the angels work with. When I first work with people, when I first work with people, what happens is they come in and most of them have nothing flowing up here. We're asking for the angels to surround us and open up this to white. I usually start with golden white light, and they'll show me first it's golden. Sometimes it's not even that. Eventually it opens to white, and we open it. And then with sessions and sessions, it grows and it spreads, and some people can bring it like down to the chest. And if they're really exceptional and working hard, I'm going to zoom out a little so you can see me here. There we go. If they're really working hard at it, then they can bring it further down. What's happened is that, there we go. As I've done this DNA activation, what's happened is that even those people who were just carrying this light around here, which is, you know, it's gorgeous to have that light, it's wonderful, it's where we want to go and get bigger, all of a sudden it jumps from here all the way down to like below the waist or the knees, as in they're just, their white light that the angels show me the person has just increases exponentially.
Wow.
So that's a pretty big benefit.
Yes. So we're really shifting, and we're increasing our energy around us.
Yes, and the amount of love, the amount of reconnection, our amount of connection with our soul's energy, it links us better to our higher purpose, our soul's purpose. It's an instantaneous, almost like better chakra aligning, chakra balancing. And there's more, and I've actually published a web page on it, so if people want to read, you can go to my website, thejoyfulhealer.com, and there's a link for the DNA activation, and you can read about it there. What's interesting about it is that, when I first started with the angels, we were at the point of, all right, we'd work and we'd open energy, and then they'd tell me, okay, now we're doing this ascension, now we're doing this ceremony, and they'd have an ascension process, and there would be like another 2 strands of DNA activated until we got to the 12, and so it would be like open more, and eventually I carried that so strongly I didn't even ask people, just get it. Okay, so it's going to be the same thing here. The more of us are carrying this, and the stronger that we carry it, there's going to come a point when we don't need to ask anymore. Other people just get it. Because
wow.
More I went, like as I went to my church and asked, you know, I just kept asking the angels for grace for all these people. And then some of them might come to me for a session. It's like, no, this is already open because we'd already asked and they've already gotten it.
Wow.
Whereas at the beginning, there was nobody I met who had, you know, anything beyond the first few strands open. So it's the same thing. We jump, and then we all jump, and it's amazing.
So it is part of the ascension process.
It is. It's part of our waking up. The angels always give me the words now. It's not spiritual growth. It's soul expansion. We're expanding our souls. We all want to be back in that beautiful place that we came from.
Right.
Okay. So the purpose of all of this is waking up, is coming back home, is expanding our souls to the point where we've left behind all this stuff that we need to carry, and we are that one with God again. We lose our one consciousness, our individual consciousness. We blend with all. We leave behind all this karma and baggage and all the lessons, and we leave that all behind, and we start just coming home. We wake up, and this... To my understanding, opens the doors for people to instantly jump to either being done in this lifetime or at the most like another two or three at most.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're leaving behind. I have the ability to leave behind all this earthbound stuff.
Yippee.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Great. Well, what are we going to be doing that today, or that's what you're going to be doing on the cruise?
Let's do that one on the cruise, because
okay.
What I will do is it's going to take me some time to hold the energy, and the more I can do that, the more we can go in deeper. It's not just activation. This is another thing that I've learned. When I learn these things, I sit down with the angels, and we have all these discussions, and I ask questions, and I get answers. So there's levels. We can activate first. Through the first few, you know, levels, or first level, which is like where our consciousness is, where most people are. Or we can expand this through dimensions and dimensions and dimensions and dimensions. And the further I can expand my energy, the more benefit everybody else gets. But the further we go, the more pieces we have to find. Like, we'll do this, and it's like, oh, there's some resistance. There's someone who has a wall up. It's not just going to be them. If they do, other people are. We're all within this collective consciousness. So it'll take me some time to hold that, but when we do, it's going to be a beautiful big opening for so many people. And there will be those who are going to get it just as a result of watching and listening to this show. There will be those whose spirits are so ready that they're going to be like me when we found out, oh, 144, here we go, and they're just going to go boom, and it's going to happen.
Wow.
So it will happen. It will happen for those that are ready.
Wow. Yeah, all in divine time. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. So what are we going to do today?
Well, I thought, because it's the new year, it's still January, I thought we could reach out, if you're interested, and see what the year feels like.
Fabulous. That's incredible. I love it.
So, and this one I found out because a few years ago, I woke up and it was New Year's Day, and I reached my hands out, as I'm always doing, and I just affirmed, oh, it's going to be a beautiful year, and the angels started showing me, uh-uh, bump, bump, bump. It was like, oh, okay, can we change this? Uh-huh. So we started taking those bumps and rearranging the year and making a much more smooth flow. And so I started doing that for clients. We had some very interesting things that came up. And it depends on whether you leave it vague or whether you say, well, what's the year like in relation to, and then you give a particular subject, and then we'll show what the energy is. So I'll leave that one up to you if you like, if you're interested.
Yes, this is fantastic. So I can say, what does it look like for the economy for 2012?
Okay, and so, all right. And actually, before we start any of this, what I'd really like to do is just invite everybody to relax. If you're not driving, and listening to this, close your eyes for a moment. And here you go, move into your heart space, let go of all the resistance. And the most easy way that I know of to go into your heart space is to think about someone or something or a situation or a place that when you think about it, you get a, there we go, okay, all right. Hold on 1 second, you get a bit, when I can't say something, it's because there's energy that's opening. Something is stuck, there's some resistance, so somewhere in this collective energy here, those who will be listening, there's something that wants to open. Okay, there we go. That's better. For those of you who can see me now, you're going to see my hands doing big circles out in front of the heart, and my whole body is doing some waving here, showing this. Okay, and let me finish my sentence now. The easiest way to go into your heart space that I know of is to think about someone or something, or situation or place, that when you think about that, it just brings a big smile to your face and your whole body relaxes. And that's a really good thing to do anytime you're feeling stressed, is tell yourself, just give yourself the word, move into your heart space. I'm moving into my heart space, or angels help me move into my heart space. And the results will just shift the energy. It's so nice. Okay, so now we're in a good working place. That's better. That allows the angels to be more present. You can tell I'm breathing more deeply. I'm in a higher place. I'm accessing more dimensions here. We're going higher, higher. Three more layers. Okay. There we go. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Now the energy is moving through all the chakras, top to bottom. I think we're ready. Okay. Okay. So now we want to know what does the economy look like for the okay. That's what I call an energy response. Okay. I reach out, I try asking the question, I don't always finish the words, and the energy comes through. Sometimes just at the thought. Okay, what happened there is my head turns, so there's defiance. No, there's defiance or something. It's defiance, defiance. There's some defiance there. Okay, my head turned. My hands would not move out into that ear. It's like, no, right here, right now, we're stuck. Okay, so this is the whole key, is asking and becoming aware. Because when we become aware of when we're stuck, then we can start moving it. So for those of you who can see, my hands are now starting to do wavier motions. We're going up and down. And it's getting wider. Okay, so we're moving this out through the year. Okay, so what's the year look like financially? So far we've gone through January, February, March. We're to March and it's getting... So there would have been some pretty stressful things there. And then, again, I've been asking questions of the angels and getting answers. So as we're shifting this, are we shifting this energy for the economy, for the world, et cetera? And the answer is yes. And also then I ask, if I were doing this, just me, how much effect would it have? And again, for those of you who can't see me, my hand is in a tight little circle here, so it's like, and there's a lot of stress, which you can tell through my voice. So hold on a second. Again, we're clearing something. There we go. So if it was just me asking, it's going to have a small effect. As it's many of us asking, so as you are all in your heart space and thinking this with me, allowing this energy to flow, the effect is going to be much bigger. And I was asking, how many of us does it take to make a difference? Is it going to take, you know, 1,000? They took me to 20. Let's see right now on this particular subject. 20 individuals, so 10, 20, 30, yeah, around. It doesn't take very many individuals, all of us together, putting our energy there and our intent and letting this flow to start making a change.
Okay. Wonderful.
So those of you who are listening and watching, be with us here. Be in this energy. Let it flow. And again, for those of you who can see, okay, for those of you who can't see, I should be describing this. My hands are now going out through the year much wider. It's been back and forth through the whole year, not just a few months. Very wavy, side to side and top to bottom. It's a very nice feeling flow here. So now let's ask this economy for this coming year. And this time my hands are doing, we're doing something that would look like a breaststroke. We're opening something. And this usually is when we've had protection or walls or barriers up. And we're, okay. Again, when I can't say something, it's because there's energy stuck. Opening curtains. Just imagine that we're opening, there you go, that we're pulling open some curtains that we've had closed, either some things we don't want to see or things we were afraid of, and now together we can open them. And I'm getting the word clockwise, so whatever this is, we're bringing some kind of energy clockwise, and that's our goal with all the energies. It always should be clockwise. So many times it's either stuck and not moving, or it's going counterclockwise. Okay, so now we put out our hands again on this coming year. And what are you seeing, Jules? You describe it.
I'm seeing abundance. Abundance.
Oh, now we're opening something. Holy and this smoke. Is where the energy, bear with me for a moment. This is where the energy feels really good. This is where we've moved enough pieces. And one sec. There we go. And the angels can come in and really shift it big. And that's when I love it. That's when I love it because it feels so good. There.
Wow.
Big, wide, nice feeling energy. Okay. All right. Now, that was a very general question. Abundance for... all listeners. Abundance for the USA, abundance for the world. It looks like abundance for the world. Fairly nice. And I do have to say, I tuned in on that same question earlier today just to see what would come up. And there was places where it was not feeling nice.
Really?
And so we've opened up something here. Yeah.
So then, collectively, what we have been programmed is watching the media and saying it's dire straits, we're going to go downstream, everybody's going to be hurting, and what you've just done is released all of that, what we've been believing, and so that we could let it go, right?
Right. Well, let me ask the angels. Beliefs? No. No, it's not just beliefs. Moving the energy, we're actually changing the karma. We're actually changing energy flow. It's not even just beliefs. Yeah, moving the energy. And you've heard those studies where a whole lot of people will get together, like in a city, I think this was New York, and meditate, and the crime rate drops.
Washington, D.C., yeah.
Washington, okay, yeah. So same thing. You have enough people who put their energy together, and it happens, and then you have a few people who can amplify that, and the angels amplify big time through me. So if I have a few people who can join me in this, then we really can make a change and a big difference.
Wow.
That feels nice now. Yeah, it feels good. Oh, I get lost in it when it's like this. I go into this place of it feels like bliss, and it's like, oh, more, please. And they're swinging my arms in big circles. And that always is indicating new energy coming in, more energy coming in. So we're bringing in, you know, it's not higher frequencies, just more light, more love, more abundance. We're giving you more abundance. It's on more abundance. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. I can feel it. Yeah, I can feel it. It's so exciting.
It's some fun to be able to do this.
Oh, my goodness. This is fabulous.
Okay, so is there another question? What does the year feel like, or do you want to go, that's interesting. Okay, I'm getting something as I'm asking on the United States. We're shifting something. What does the year feel like for the United States? Now we're it's a big mixing bowl. I'm mixing something here. Up and around for the United States. So we did economy, and that was worldwide. Oh, and if we ask economy for the United States, now that's okay. So for the economy for the United States, I've got a completely different energy. Okay, so that was the world. Now we're tuning in smaller level, and this here is very different than when we asked the abundance energy for overall. This one is much more localized. Are we out in months? No, slow. Localized. They're trying to turn something in a circle here, trying to bring a pattern. So again, we're opening something. So again, be in your heart spaces. Go back into that beautiful place. Let this energy flow and affirm abundance for the United States. And now I'm doing that swimming motion again, which is opening some protection and some boundaries and things. Oh, now my arms are moving into those big circles, which is really opening something and letting in the new. Good. Alrighty, that feels nice. And now they're showing me my hands up higher than before, so top to bottom, so through all the chakras, nice and wavy, all the way down to the ground, but even bigger than before, taller than the motions before. And anytime we do that, it's good. It's energy flowing through all of the chakras. Everything we ask, if we only have it flowing through the upper chakras, it's only there in our thoughts. It's only there in our, it's not manifested in the earth yet. When we have it down through the lower chakras, that's what can bring it in through the earth plane and through the body and make it more real, where we think the real is. Okay, so now as we say, there's still stuff. Okay, that's not what I meant to say. Again, for those of you watching, you'll get it because you can see how the energy changes. For those of you who aren't watching, I will try and explain. I was about to say, for the U.S. now, the abundance, and as I started saying that, it was like, there's something else here. Okay. And I'm gonna bring in something else also.
Okay.
Are we doing all right here, Jules?
Perfect. This is fascinating.
Okay. All right. The angels have suggested that we start using the words not just abundance, but prosperity.
Okay.
Because abundance is more of having what we need when we need it. And that can still be fly by the seat of your pants. I have everything I need, but what we really want is everything that we need and having it well ahead of time and having all the prosperity so that we can have the things that make our lives easier and have them easily. And there's probably more to it than that, but they've had us start asking prosperity. So now we're going to reach out. Whoa, again, we're opening. We're doing swimming movement. So now we're asking prosperity and the abundance for the U.S. And so now if I reach out on 2012 for the U.S., this is very nice. This is very nice. Now we're going to expand this. Now we're going to ask it. You want to ask it for all the people, for the listeners of the show? The more of a detailed group, the stronger it'll be for that. We should ask it.
For everyone.
That's the angels. Okay, for everyone. The angels want us to go with the listeners.
Okay.
Okay. I guess that's a more specific group. Okay. And the more specific something is, the deeper we can get into where the layers are.
Okay.
Okay. So now, everyone, just be in your heart spaces. You're doing good there. You're doing good. Okay. Now we're going to ask for all. Actually, what I'm going to do is the line that I use in my closing prayer, which many of you probably know parts of or where it came from, is the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us. I've added and made some modifications, and at the end, near the end, I've added the, okay, I'm having trouble saying it, so it is stuck. All right, and the fun thing here, I'm sorry, is that I know the energy is stuck, and you don't even know what words I'm trying to say because I couldn't get them out. Okay. So the words are I'm going to step out of the energy so I can say them because I can't say them in the energy. The abundance of God, the abundance and the prosperity of God brings us, wow, abundance and wealth and prosperity and money. Okay, there's something flowing. Okay, so my whole body is beginning to sway backwards and forwards. Something's moving here. So again, be in your heart spaces and move with me on this one. Be in the energy. Feel it, let it flow. Okay, that loosened up. So now the abundance, and yes, now I can say it. The abundance and this is on prosperity. Again, we're opening. Imagine those big curtains being open, those big heavy drapes that have been shutting out all that light. The abundance so this is a little pocket of something, and this one here feels, you can hear and you can see the energy changing. Okay, again, if I have trouble speaking the words, I apologize. My hands are on my throat and on the upper chest, and there's something, we're in a little pocket of something where there's resistance or fear or anxiety. Okay, anxiety.
Anxiety.
We're pulling it up. We're letting it flow. Oh, okay. So now we've got something else. My hands are in fists. It feels more like fear. So we put this in the way. Because we're trying to open this. There we go. Okay. All right. And actually, I'm going to step higher than this. This is all interesting and fascinating, and you get to see what's happening, and there's these pockets. I'm actually going to step higher. I'm just going to go up and reach out through more dimensions, higher levels, more beings of light. And see if we can get past some of this. This is big. For those of you who are intuitive and sensitive to energy, you will probably feel this, especially as you're watching it. The visual gives you much bigger energy flow than the audible. There we go. Because there's actually particles moving, and those are all picked up, and it does make a difference. There we go. Now that's flowing. Now I can talk normally again. But energy literally comes through me, and I in some way am it or am one with it. And so if it's stuck, I'm stuck. If it's agitated, I'm agitated.
The color of the room just changed to being bright.
Okay, that feels nice. And before I was describing wavy motions, is it still on the sides? Yeah, still on the sides. Okay, I was hoping that they were going to start showing them crisscrossing, but they're not showing them really crisscrossing yet. Okay, so now what happens if we go back to our affirmation? The abundance and the prosperity of God brings us wealth, abundance and wealth and prosperity and money. And this time I can say it, and this time it's all flowing, but if you will notice, Jules, it's just in the above the chest. So we've got it up here. Now we want to bring it down so that it can actually come into our lives, not just etherically, but real.
Oh, yes, that would be nice.
Yeah. Okay, so what, hi. Okay, so what do we need to know here? Okay, I'm going to let the angels work with this. Now, Jules, if I'm going on too long here, let me know. If you'd rather talk, let me know, because the angels will go on with the healing for as long as you like.
I think this is so important.
Okay, all right. All right, so I'm just going to put out there a request. Whoa. And immediately the energy changed. I haven't worded it. I can't even describe what this one is. My arms are doing big crisscrosses in front of me, like all the way, swinging as big and wide as I can each direction, like a big X going back and forth. Oh, okay. What? Bear with me there. Oh, hold on. Okay, so immediately we got into a pocket of something. My hands have gone into fists, and my whole body is sensible. Holding this, there it goes. Okay, that all happened because I was putting a request out to the angels to keep working with this as we work with other things and keep extending it down. And what that just did is it has extended it. They're showing me two hands, not just the one. The one is above the crown chakra. They're showing me actually 6, 7, 6, 7, 7th chakra. And then my lower hand is below the belly button. So we've extended this all the way down through the second chakra this time. So just by asking and letting it flow. Okay, now, we've recently added some new affirmations about abundance and prosperity. And we will ask the angels, please, to keep... Okay, so you can see the moment I start doing a request, the energy starts changing. I'm just wanting to ask the angels, please keep this flowing so that it's going to go down through all the chakras. And please, heavy. As I'm trying to say, okay, sorry, it's very sad. I'm having trouble talking. It's very, very sad. My hands are on the rib cage at the very side, lower rib cage. Oh, like between bridging the hip, rib cage and the hips. There, something moving. There, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Okay, so that was asking them to bring it, please, through us, through to the earth plane, through to where we're manifesting it in our lives, and that was the result. So you can see every time we put out a request or a prayer, if there's something in the way, the energy says, here we are. We can either ignore it and go on, like step out of the energy, or we can let that come into flow and open it. And again, I'm going to remind all of you out there before I go on here, work with me here. Be with me. Be it. That's good. Go more into your heart space. Be into this space. Be in this space. Let let this energy flow, because the more you become a part of it, the more you allow it to flow, the greater it is going to flow and be able to come into your energy. It's like if you're busy doing tasks and thinking of things and so on, it's not going to get very far, whereas if you're in a meditative state, it can flow much more because you're in this different place where it can flow. And of course, we want this for all of us, so the more of it that you all can carry, the further out it'll spread into the world, because as you carry it, others will get it. There we go. That's feeling nice. Okay. So the next line is, and this one is thanks to an affirmation that one of your shows, Jules, at the end, you did a whole lot of affirmations. And I've been affirming abundance and all of that, and got to your affirmation. It was a whole list. It wasn't all abundance. It was many. And there was a few that stuck for me, and one of them was, I'm allowing this abundance to come to me now. All right, so the allowing. So, and actually the interesting thing is that as I'm saying this for the group, I'm not getting a lot of resistance, and that is nice. So we're allowing this abundance and this prosperity, and okay, and as I say money, it gets very tight and uncomfortable, and my hands are on the solar plexus, and now we can see, and now we can see and hear that there's anger, and my hands are very agitated, and they're scrubbing away at the lower rib cage. And as before, that's fine. So thank you for showing us that. Now I'm going to go higher. Okay, and let the angels take it a little more beautifully. Hold on. Oh. And when we do, oh, and I'm seeing Archangel Raphael. Okay, thank you. Okay. Oh, that's nice. Thank you. That's nice. Okay, when we take it higher, often the angels can see more of the layers, so that's a good thing to do. Okay, and often they'll show me or I'll ask if there's a particular angel or archangel or ascended master who can help. And as I ask, their energies are so different. It's like each one has a set of filters that their energy sees things or can help with certain things, and they're all different. That was Archangel Raphael who finished opening that. Thank you. And again, my arms are going in these nice big circles. Yes. Okay, so now we're going to go on with that affirmation again. We're allowing abundance and prosperity and money, and I can say that this time, and wealth to flow to us now. And as I'm getting to the wealth, we get, opening something new energy, letting go of some old, this is protection walls, barriers, armor, whoa, okay, alrighty, so let go of the armor, and if you want to imagine along when we're opening curtains, you can imagine that you're actually pulling them open, you're reaching out your hands, and they're tall, so you're reaching out and opening them at the top, and then you keep moving down and opening them. And with the armor, you can imagine the armor on you, and you're just going to, whoa, all right. That's the thought. That's it. Other people's energies are tuning in on the thought of taking the armor off. There we go. And believe me, the energy gets stronger when people play along, when they do the affirmations. We go deeper, we see more things, and it comes up. So take that armor off. Good. Good job. Okay, so we're allowing that money and prosperity and wealth to flow to us now. And now there's another one. And this one here does have stress. And isn't it odd that we would have that energy, we have that abundance, it can be sitting there, but we're not allowing it?
Yeah.
We don't know it. It's subconscious. It's on other levels. It's things that we have fears of. You know, if I'm rich, then I'm accountable. Then people are going to ask me for money, or then I have to give to charity, or you know, whatever it is that's in people's thoughts and worries. And you know, then I have to show what I'm doing. You know, as opposed to just being able to relax. And maybe they want to do all those things. You know, maybe they have great plans and wonderful things, but they're just scared. And sometimes it's, I'm getting past life. More of it's past life patterns and habits that we have these walls up, these resistances up. Yeah, so we think it's subconscious, we think it's here, but it can be all over the place. Okay. All right, so the next one. Oh, and already this one's been opening as we've been talking. That's good. Okay. I guess as we talked about the allowing, and isn't it strange that we have that up? The next one is related, but it's different. It's, I can't say it. Okay. So I'm going to put it into the we. And say this, we release all resistance. And, well, this is big and strong. Oh, this is, hold on 1 second. Wow. On this one, my arms are very, very, very tense. My hands are in fists. They're out at the sides. Very intense energy. There it goes. So we're releasing all resistance to wealth, to prosperity, to money. Okay, now, and I'm saying, doesn't that feel good? And the energy is like, huh? What? My head's turned to the side. My hands have gone to the solar plexus. All right, so let's feel good about, and now we have anger. Let's feel good about releasing the resistance. And I don't know where this is coming from. It's in everyone's energy. But whatever it is, once we get clear, then it feels lighter, and then it feels better. There we go. So let's try it. Oh, all right. This, more layers. This one is protection that we're opening. And this one is a slow and big and strong one. Each one has its own energy. So whatever is behind this one, it's slower, strong, big, there. Okay, so we're releasing all the resistance to money, to wealth, prosperity. And we're so grateful for all this now. We're so happy. Still trying to say so. Happy, 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 happy. Can't say it, not easily. So happy that we're letting this flow. So why aren't we happy? Because if we're not saying, that's another one. Okay. Interesting reaction. Since we're playing here, I love playing. we're trying to say now, I love money. We have to be able to love money. Because if we don't love it, we have walls up. If we love something, it comes to us. That loves me. That person loves me. And it comes. We have to be able to love it, because otherwise we have these walls up that are keeping it out, pushing it away. Money says, she doesn't love me, he doesn't love me, I'm not going there, I'm going to go to whoever it is that does. So we said, I love money, and my hands started banging at my body, but through the center line, not the chakras, just the center line. Okay. And when we bang, when we're patting, often, it's physical experiences, physical traumas that we're carrying. That's this symbolism that they use. Okay, so now we're flowing through the center line. So those of you who want to keep working with this abundance energy, do these affirmations, because when they're done here, we're done in and so far as what we see. As you keep doing them, they're going to keep reaching out further, because there's always layers. So we're opening some layers. As you keep doing it, it'll keep finding more spaces and more layers. So add this one. I love money. And you can also say, money loves me. All right. Money says, that's what you think. That's what's coming up here. the body language is so fun. I wish I could easily describe it for those who are just listening. There we go. Now that's moving. That was on the ribcage. So now we can say, and money loves me. My head is still turning to the side, which is defiance. All right, not quite so. Hands have gone to the back also. And when my hands are on the body, this is places that we've been holding these particular energies in our bodies, in our cell memories. Sometimes we're holding traumas, events, stresses, injuries. So it's not just the karma, it's not just the responses to those, but these are the actual physical traumas to the physical body that we're holding here. Okay, so, that's what I eat. That's trying to say, again, we love money, and we're... All right, and it's big, it's big energy. It's getting bigger, it's nice. Okay, we're still opening. Okay. And, whoa, that one's big. Okay. And I'm sorry, the energy just gets very animated, and it goes higher and higher, and my sessions are like this. We might start out very quiet, and by the end, it's not quiet. It's big and strong. Okay, and now this is feeling nice. We love money. I love money, and my arms are doing big, soft, wide, big circles on both sides of me. Good. I'm getting the word clockwise. So, yes, we are clockwise. That's good. Okay, we love money. Money loves us. We release all resistance. Okay, do I have time for one more?
Yes.
Okay. and this one we are stuck on. My hands. Hold on. Okay, I have trouble talking when we're opening something. My hands have gone to above the head. Okay, we're pulling up. And this is good. Above the crown chakra there, starting to move. Okay. And we also had some physical traumas there because we're tapping. That doesn't feel nice. Okay, trying to say that. There's something else there. All right, this one is, I still can't say it. Okay, let's step out of the energy. All right. All right, good affirmation for all of you because it's very stuck. There is always plenty of money, and we're crying. Oh, wow. Okay, it was very difficult for me to even begin to say that. I had to step out of the energy, and wow, there's tears going. Wow. There is always plenty of money. There's always plenty of money. There you go. So just imagine all those lives that you've had. And I'm seeing a figure here of like a monk, the brown habit and all. Just imagine all those lives when either, you know, you've been in a religious order, you've taken vows of poverty, or you've just been poor, hungry, didn't have enough to eat, couldn't buy anything. And just see that all those energies, you've been carrying those. And with that has come the belief, there's not enough, I can't feed myself, there's not enough, I don't have what I need. So as we're saying, there's plenty of money. There's always plenty of money. There's always plenty of money for me. We're letting go of so much of that. And you'll notice I can say it now. Yeah. And it's still slow. It's still feeling sad. I'm getting the word hungry. I think we're hungry. Too many lives of poverty here. It's slow, but it is. They are showing. I'm above the head, all the way down to the ground. My arms crisscrossing. So again, I'm going to give this to the angels here. Dear God, please take this. Okay, oh, wow. Okay, so they know some more. Hold on. Hold on. There's sadness. There's tears. A lot of agitation. There we go. Now we're opening something again. Pull open those curtains. Okay, there's always plenty of money. And I'm going to add, there's always plenty of food. And that one's really sad. But I think the two are tied together. Okay, there's always plenty of money. Okay, so you all can add those to your affirmations about abundance, and know that as you do it, you're not only changing your beliefs. It's nice to change the beliefs. If you have the belief, there's always plenty of money, the universe will support you in it. It will bring it if there isn't all this resistance on these other levels. So if we have it, the allowing in place and the, ooh, there's still resistance. All right, I release all resistance. Okay, so I go to say something, it's like, here's something there. And it can be that as we play with a new layer, we'll go back to another one and we can see more. And then we can open that wider, which is why it's nice and it's good to do a whole variety of affirmations. So we're not only changing the beliefs, we're actually letting go of these energies, letting the angels take them. We're exposing them. We're saying, here they are. You can go. How's that feel?
Fabulous.
Hey, if you go... Oh, hold on. Go back into our heart spaces again. Move into your heart space. Okay. All right. I'm seeing how this feels for everyone. And so, hold on, because when I do this, we're always opening more. This is a nice feeling one, very nice feeling. Big movement. Thank you, God. God, thank you. Okay. There we go. Now we're in our heart spaces. Now, what are you feeling? What do you sense? Just if you go in your heart space, what do you feel? What do you see? Okay. Oh, that feels good.
It really does.
I can feel it in your energy. It's good.
It is fabulous.
There you go.
And I'm so you said something about food, and I'm thinking that people are very fearful that there's not going to be enough food.
Okay. And again, so we go there. The moment you bring anything up, the body language is going to be here. The energy is going to say, okay, there's things, and it's slow energy. It's sad. Went to this. I can't even say solar. Okay. All right. I'll say it in a moment. There we go. All right. So there's A. So that's a layer that's underneath it. So that's agitation. Wow. Agitation. And there's some anger. And whoa. There's B. Now my hands are stuck in front of my chest. And I'm very, very fearful. Now it's changed again. We're at the throat. So, we're just going through layers. And now, okay. Now there's more tears. It's almost like frustration, agonizing over not being able to do something. Or have something. There we go. Okay, so I guess we're opening on food now. Fear of not having enough. And again, it would be the same thing as with those abundance affirmations. You just start saying, there's always enough. There's always plenty of food. I'm allowing this to flow to me now. There's resistance there too. I try and say, I can't say it. My body is twisting. It's so interesting. Wait, here I feel like a pretzel. There we go. Okay. And the body language I've learned is often a manifestation of what the energy is at the origin of where it is. You know, so if there was fear or if there was hunger or pain resulting from the hunger, the body language would come through as that. An overall thing. So yeah, so there's hunger with that. I'm just going to let all that go. And then what happens is that as we carry these new energies, the universe can much better bring us the experiences that support that, because we've let go of all the resistance, and we want to bring that for everybody. So we want to really be in that space where we are that, where we believe that, where we carry that. Then when we interact with others, I'm getting the word choose. They have a choice. Okay, so they can choose. They can choose that energy if they prefer that to what they have, consciously or unconsciously. And most of the time it's going to be unconsciously. But there we go. Okay. So we could keep going forever.
Oh yeah, we're almost out of time, but this is fantastic.
Okay. So that's anything else on the year or abundance? Oh, see, now as I'm reaching out on the year, because we've shifted all this, my hands are only going out for the first few months here. Month 2, 3. So what's with the rest of it? Then we get to March, April. Okay, so we've shifted energy. So it always takes me a while to close the sessions to finish, because we shift so much energy that there's so many pieces to bring back into alignment again.
Oh, keep going.
All righty, so we're looking back out at the year. Okay, now my hands are flowing through the whole year. Abundance, abundance, abundance for all the listeners. Again, we're opening, but this is gentle. It's nice. It's not big. It's just free-flowing, it feels like harmony. I'm going to ask, dear God, dear angels, is there something else that's very important? And their response is a yes, because I'm and they don't necessarily give me information in words. I would so love to get all the words, but I get the body language. So they tipped my chin up. One hand was on the chin. They tipped that back. The other hand is on the forehead and on the top of the head doing a circle. So dear God, whatever this is, please open it now because we want to leave everything. Okay, as I say, we want to leave everything smooth and harmonious. And they go, aha, here we go. Here we go, here we go. So you can, hey, hear that? There's a whole lot of energy moving. Again, if you're listening, if you're watching, you'll see it. And that was arms out at the sides, very tense, top to bottom. Okay, so now we'll ask again, dear God, yeah, is there anything else that's still very important? This time it's a nice harmonious circle on the forehead, top of the head. Another circle on the chin, and we get to the throat, and there's something to open. All right, there you go. Good. We want to leave everything harmonious and smooth for all these listeners. There we go. And do I have time to ask one more affirmation?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, this is the most important one, actually. For everything that we do, they always ask me to make sure that when we finish that all the chakras are aligned. We're asking that all this is done through all the chakras. That's good. Okay, that's good. That all the chakras are continuous love and in light and joy and harmony. All is continuously gone and a continuous infinite clockwise quantum spiral. All of our... Okay, this one's got some stresses, but that's okay because some... Yeah, yep, that's a yes. Some of you have probably opened your energy out into, and yes, there we go, new dimensions today. There we go, they extend on into infinity, and most of us are in the first floor. All right, so we're just aligning these chakras through all your new dimensions. I don't know if that makes sense to any of you. If it does, great. If not, don't worry about it. Just trust that the angels know what they're doing. Yes, all of our chakras are integrated, continuously integrated, communicating and connecting, and we're almost there through all the dimensions and all the quantum dimensions. Good. And so they're not all in the clockwise quantum spiral. So there we go. Continuously in infinite clockwise quantum spiral. So now everybody should be in a good place. Because what happens is if we open a lot of this stuff and we stir things up and it brings up memories and things like that, and then if we leave it all bumpy, people sometimes have a bumpy ride for a little while. The universe brings them experiences that are... Bumpy is the best word. Let's say a little stressful sometimes. Sometimes it's by way of asking, did you get it yet? Did you get it yet? You know, we cleared these things. Did you learn the lesson that was there?
Ah.
So the more we clear, the more that we're clearing the karma with it, we're clearing the lessons with it. We're not just clearing the energies. The deeper we clear, the more the pieces we take along with it. There we go.
Wonderful.
All right.
This has been fantastic. And we should probably watch this just more than once, right?
Yes. I've started taping all my sessions, actually, because what happened is, as I watched the last show that we did, I was feeling all this energy. It's like, oh, my God, I'm feeling this, and I'm the one who's bringing it through. And the angels are saying, yeah, there's more than we can process and absorb at the time. And the higher the level of the energy, the more benefit we'll get, the more times we can watch it and still get energy out of it. So, yes, it will affect your energy as you watch it again and again and again.
Wow.
Yes.
And I want to remind everybody how to get a hold of you for private sessions. Tell them how to do that.
It's easy. You just go to my website, thejoyfulhealer.com, and there's a appointment booking section. I have an online calendar. I don't have anything until about the middle of April at the moment. So you can't go in there last minute and expect to get something. But you can book online, and that's actually by far the easiest way to do it.
Hey. And then, of course, I want to remind everybody that you're going to be on the cruise. You're going to be in Christina's presence. as she does this, it's so powerful. I've experienced it for myself, and it's phenomenal.
It's fun.
It's beautiful, and you can just feel the excitement. It's tremendous healing. I had a personal healing with her on the last cruise. And my life has totally changed in what we worked on, and it's 100% better. I can't stress that Christina is the real thing. With the help of the angels, right?
It's the angels. We just reach and we just ask, and the energy responds. And as you can see, I'm just the channel. I just put it out there, and they say, "Aha, here you go." It's this.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm going to remind everyone, tune in and open that, expand it. You're a part of it. We did a little bit of it here, but as you all tune in, it's going to amplify it. So do your part, too.
Wonderful.
Be there. Yeah, thank you. Thank you all for doing your part. It's beautiful. It really is. And the energy felt nice at the end, so I know you're all there doing your part. That's good.
Christina, thank you so much. Thank you, angels. And I look forward to having you again back and seeing you and giving you a hug on the show.
I can't wait. That's awesome. Thank you, Jules.
Thank you. And to all my wonderful listeners, have a fantastic week. Bye-bye.